Google owned YouTube censors 2016 documentary Ukraine on Fire featuring Oliver Stone. By Alim Bokhari on March 10, 2022. Google owned YouTube has censored Ukraine on Fire, a 2016 documentary chronicling the events of Euromaidan, the uprising that overthrew Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and installed a pro-EU, pro-NATO government. The documentary features filmmaker Oliver Stone, who is well known for his criticism of Western foreign policy. It was produced and directed by the Ukrainian film director Igor Lopatonik. Lopatonik discussed YouTube's censorship in a post on Twitter, revealing that the Google-owned video platform had removed the six-year-old documentary for featuring violent or graphic content. The filmmaker also asked the public to download the film from Vimeo and post it everywhere. In a comment to Breitbart News, a YouTube spokeswoman confirmed that the documentary had been taken down for graphic content. The documentary had previously been hosted on the Google-owned platform for 6 years without running into any problems. Ukraine on Fire is still available to watch on a number of other platforms including Odyssey, Vimeo, and Rumble. The film characterizes the toppling of President Yanukovych, which kicked off 8 years of conflict culminating in the ongoing Russian invasion of the country, as a Western-backed coup along the lines of other color revolutions in the region. From IMDb. Ukraine. Across its eastern border is Russia and to its west Europe. For centuries, it has been at the center of a tug of war between powers seeking to control its rich lands and access to the Black Sea. 2014's Maidan massacre triggered a bloody uprising that ousted President Viktor Yanukovych and painted Russia as the perpetrator by Western media. But was it? Ukraine on Fire by Igor Lopatonik provides a historical perspective for the deep divisions in the region which lead to the 2004 Orange Revolution, 2014 uprisings, and the violent overthrow of democratically elected Yanukovych. Covered by Western media as a people's revolution, it was in fact a coup d'état scripted and staged by nationalist groups and the U.S. State Department. Investigative journalist Robert Perry reveals how U.S.-funded political NGOs and media companies have emerged since the 80s, replacing the CIA in promoting America's geopolitical agenda abroad. YouTube's act of censorship was quickly noted by free speech-friendly video platforms. Odyssey, a blockchain-based video platform focused on empowering censored independent creators, said the documentary remains hosted on its platform. "I think the only Oliver Stone movie I saw was The Doors one. That was a good movie, so this Ukraine one is probably good too. But yeah, it's on Odyssey, watch it if you want IDK." Freedom of choice, Devo said Odyssey's official account. Rumble, a video platform home to prominent conservatives, also chimed in. "And now YouTube is handing Rumble documentaries," said Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky. In a comment, a YouTube spokeswoman said, "We removed this video for violating our violent or graphic content policy, which prohibits content containing footage of corpses with massive injuries, such as severed limbs, for example, videos of beheadings. Reuploads of this video containing the violative content will also be removed from YouTube. While we do allow content with educational, documentary, scientific, or artistic content, for some categories we have a higher bar and we do not make exceptions for certain kinds of violent or graphic content." The documentary is also available on a number of other platforms, including Vimeo and Amazon. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.